Career Future provides career and employment perspectives for anyone interested in learning how others have navigated their vocational choices. Listeners will pick up tips about creating meaning in their lives, building experience, developing a professional network, and managing their own careers to have a positive impact. Featuring lively discussions and special guests, we'll discuss unique career journeys and offer valuable insights into thinking about your future. It's never too soon to begin planning your career path, and it's never too late to make a change. Join us and learn how to take distress and anxiety out of career planning.
Welcome to Discovering Your Future. My name is Susan Martin. I'm a student here at Frederick Community College. And today I'll be joined by John Ellis, Director of Strategic Digital Partnerships at Siemens Energy Corporation. And we'll be talking about incremental learning and measuring your progress against your own goals and not others. Hi, John. Welcome to the podcast. To get things started, why don't you tell me a little bit about your career journey? How did you get to where you are today?
Oh, wow. That's a thank you. Well, thank you for having me on the podcast. That's a tough question, actually, because, you know, I think on paper, it looks like I had this very linear journey of going to school, getting the job, right, and continuing education, getting different jobs. But that was just not the case for me. It was very nonlinear, and there were a lot of different stops, and there were a couple detours in there as well. But you know, I guess starting at the beginning, right? I initially became really interested in the engineering world, probably almost about 15 years ago. At this point, and you know, I really fell in love with the idea of energy efficiency and green building. And it was, you know, that concept was really in its infancy 15 years ago, really. And it was kind of a specialty. It was, you know, people were even talking about things in terms of alternative energy instead of, you know, just being part of the different, you know, energy mix that we have today. But my first step actually heading in that direction was taking classes at community college during the day, and then doing night stocking for a big box home improvement store during the night. And, you know, I was pushing around pallet jacks and stocking shelves. And the way that I really started to learn about the industry and the topics I was interested in was actually through podcasts, believe it or not. So I was going to community college during the day, and I was listening to, you know, really the experts in the industry that I was interested in speaking on podcasts, just like this one, through the night. And I think I learned a lot, and I really got some of my talking points and kind of, and you know, how different dynamics of the industry, all while putting away like valves and you know, plungers and restocking, you know, sinks and vanities. So, you know, for me, I think you can learn, you can work. That was how I got started, but I'll tell more about where that story went later on.
Okay. For me, that's very similar to how my career path started out. I always had the dream of going to school and doing architecture, but that just fell through, and I ended up working for years. And while I was working in a factory and, you know, stuffing envelopes, and in my spare time, I would go to concerts, and I was, you know, learning about new music and just wishing I could move forward. So like now I have a chance to go back to school and maybe do that. The experiences I had before that helped me get to where I am. So when we talked earlier, we talked about incremental learning and how like all of those jobs that you've had give you experiences towards your goals and where you wanted to end up. And I feel like that's kind of where we led into. So let's start with that.
Sure. You know, this is a great topic. I'm one that I'm really passionate about, actually, because, you know, it's my belief that that academic training has a place, a really important place, about getting kind of formal learning and even, you know, bringing the latest research into a classroom and then sharing that with learners. But I also think that there is a a significant lead for really experiential learning and getting your hands onto topics, really working with big challenges. That's something I really like about community colleges, actually, and where they excel, right, is community colleges are really great about building skills for today's needs. And that's something that, that I really enjoy about that model. But, you know, what I really think like the best thing, or at least a model that's worked for me in learning, has been just looking at learning coming from everywhere, from academic sources. You know, I mentioned that podcasts were really important to me kind of very early in my career, because they helped me kind of learn the language, the vocabulary, signing up for mailing lists, right? Like, I think learning comes from a lot of different sources, and it doesn't have to be just in the classroom. It doesn't have to be just the workplace. It can also be from seeking out new community. Spending too much time on Reddit might actually end up with some new skills, right? Like, these are great ways. And, you know, for me, I think it's the incremental piece, like learning little by little and understanding how to put it all together into a model that works for you and kind of a cohesive structure is really the approach that I would recommend for anyone. Is find what works for you, find the way that you like to learn, and then continue just going deeper and deeper into your interests.
Yeah. For myself, I've found that by doing things that I love and applied them in my career and found ways to use that to my benefit, not just, you know, from what I, my hobbies and things. I actually just recently got back from Atlanta, where I was working for a literary convention. And through the years of just putting together this fan-run convention, I've learned so much about organizing people and running a schedule. And I found ways that I can incorporate into my career prior to now. And I'm hoping I can sort of transition that into music and audio production going forward. And, you know, those are opportunities you don't think about when you think of learning, but it really has been a learning experience, just seeing how to put together a show and running it and get people in and organizing large groups of people. So, like, it really does add up over the years.
You know, when you think about the skills that you have today that let you run this conference, like, do you ever like think through and go, oh, I know where I first learned that? Or like, are you able to kind of look at your skills and then trace them back to their sources?
Sometimes it's just, I don't realize it until I look back and say, oh my gosh, like 10 years ago when I first did this, it was a complete mess. But now I feel like an expert. Like, I could tell you how to run a costume contest or something like that. Because like our very first year, it felt like we threw together everything on a shoestring. And now we had like 900 plus people at our convention, and we raised $19,000 for charity.
That's huge.
I know, it was such a big number, and I'm still kind of riding on that high of like, wow, we gave this much money to the Mayo Clinic this year, and it's going to do a lot of good. But, you know, sometimes you can see it and sometimes you can't. You just have to find those little steps. Like, each year I improve something until we got to where we are. And at the end of the show, we just sit down and like dump everything from our brains and like, what are we going to do better next year? So we're already planning next year before the last one's even finished, because I see what the ways things can improve. So it's amazing just looking back from the beginning to the end. But if you'd asked me a few years ago, I wouldn't have been able to see it.
That's really cool. You just mentioned something about looking back and kind of measuring your previous experience and capabilities versus today. And I, that's something I really, really understand. I identify with too, because, you know, sometimes it's easy to start, wondering like, where are my skills, or, am I developing skills fast enough? And I think this is something I've done too, where I've kind of taken a break, just take a pause and look backwards and say, okay, what have I actually learned over a certain period of time? And I think this is a really good practice. So I like that you mentioned that.
Yeah. 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 You're right. Like, it's easy to think I haven't come very far unless you see where you started. because you can, it's easy to see like all the things that went wrong, but not all the things that went right, and how much improvement you've made year over year. I think we talked before about how setting your own metrics and, you know, finding a way to measure success, not against other people. It's a really important skill to develop, because it's easy to look at other people and see how much further ahead they appear to you without looking at where they started and where you started, and seeing how much further you've come in your path versus, you know, where they've started. You know, they may have started somewhere completely different and taken a completely different path. So it's like comparing apples to oranges.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I so I don't think I get a chance to really introduce what I'm doing today, but I see a lot of this type of comparison, even when I go to look at companies. So my job today is I'm a director of strategic digital partnerships and programs with Siemens Energy. And, you know, we're a global company. We're working in 90 plus countries, right? We've got about 65,000 employees total. And it's a, you know, really great company. And what I've seen is that, you know, differentiation, being able to break out, be unique, is really important for businesses. And I think it's just as important for individuals. So there's really no pre-programmed path that you can follow as a company, as a founder of a company, as an individual going and developing new skills. It's really about finding your own unique value, I think. And that unique value really comes from the unique experiences that you have. So I think, you know, being hungry for learning, being hungry for new experiences, this is really at the root of it. And, you know, really having the mindset of saying, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen in life. There are a lot of experiences that you can be, you know, that can happen, right? And that you can live through and learn from. And, you know, I think that this is the skill set of being able to look at different experiences, put them together into a model, and then do something with it is really, really cool. You know, I get a chance to speak with a lot of founders, like a lot of startup companies that give me pitches. And this is something that I've seen from founder to founder and from startup to startup, is that the, you know, really successful entrepreneurs, even, they've developed this eye down to a science where they are able to look at problems and then really understand how to start building solutions around it. They see problems in a way that no one else does, and they use their collective kind of background and experiences to like develop solutions. I think we can do this as individuals too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Go back to the point of finding your motivation through new challenges. Like, sometimes you just need to find what sparks that interest and gets you moving. You know, like I was talking about my convention, we started it years ago. We're just friends that wanted to talk about books. And, you know, my friend Jennifer had the wild idea that we could run our own convention instead of going to other people's conventions. And she did it and didn't know what she was doing, but she found that motivation and that drive and just used it to create something new and then move on from there. And like, we've grown so much bigger from there and become almost a community and something much larger than any of us ever thought we were going to have.
Where was the first convention held?
It's always been in Atlanta. We've always had it in Atlanta.
Okay. But did you have it in like a hotel, or did you have it? Oh, okay.
We rented out a ballroom, didn't know what we were doing. Didn't realize we had to pay for the audio equipment. We just thought it was part of the room. So we got there and we had no amplification.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that, it was little things. Like, now we have a whole team. We work with a company in Atlanta that does a lot of sound for a lot of events and stuff. And we have a whole production with them and they do a great job. But that first year, it was just, we went to Best Buy and bought a little mini like boom box with a microphone. And that was all we did. For 150 people, I think. Yeah, it was about 150 people, and now we have almost 1,000.
Wow.
We sold 1,200 tickets, and a couple hundred didn't show up because they bought them in 2019.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so it was sort of, we had a little bit of attrition there, but it was our biggest event yet, and we're just going to keep growing.
That's really cool. So it sounds like it was kind of an incremental process for you too. Like step one, learn about the audio equipment. And then step two.
Yeah, step two, figure out how we're going to put more people in the hotel. It's not big enough. Building on that, we want to talk about having an impact. Like with our convention, which I seem to be going back to every time, but it's fresh on my mind. But we run as a nonprofit and we raise money for amyloidosis research, which is the disease that killed Robert Jordan, the author that our convention honors. So that's one way, like, we want to give back. So we always find new ways that we can give back, not just to that, but also to members of our own community. In the past, we've raised funds for members who's had cancer or, lost a loved one or something like that. And that's one of the things I always want to have. We always want to think about, like, how we can give back to the community. What impact do you want to have on the world? And what are you doing to fulfill that impact?
Sure. So I'm very fortunate to, right now, I'm working for a company that's very focused on decarbonization as one of the kind of main topics. And really what that means is transforming a lot of different industrial sectors, actually, away from carbon intensive fuel sources and then looking at new alternatives. So from a kind of a technical view, what that means is sometimes changing the type of fuel that's being used. So, moving away from maybe fossils into hydrogen, for instance, which, when you get your two H's and an O, you end up with water. So that's a pretty good byproduct from burning hydrogen. But seeing a lot of replacement in the way that power plants work, for instance, to use cleaner fuels, working with renewable energy sources, even some topics around how we are certifying and ensuring that we know where our fuels are coming from and if they were generated from green sources or not. So, from the working world standpoint, that's really something I'm proud of, is to work with an organization that is really leading, that conversation, that technology, that transition, and doing it at a global scale. So that's something I'm really, really proud of. On a more personal note, I think that, I'm excited about the little stuff. I joined a trail cleanup recently and, did some volunteer work. It was out there in, 95 degree heat with garden shears and little saws and stuff to clean up a trail. So that way people can enjoy some nature around Austin, Texas, where I live at right now. And, so for me, community building, really taking care of nature, reducing my own carbon footprint to a certain extent. I ride a lot of bikes. I walk a lot. This is really important to me. So, that's where I see impact. But, these are some of the things I can go do and volunteer. The other thing that I look at when I think about impact is helping people with their careers. I do a lot of informational interviews, resume reviews. I really enjoy hearing other people's ideas about how they're approaching learning and how they want to take on their career challenges. And, that's partly kind of how I ended up on this podcast, I think, is that, I've been working on some projects recently to develop apprenticeship programs around cybersecurity, and I like to see people succeed, and I think I want other people to know that they should definitely go and seek and find people that are just as excited about their careers as they are, because they're out there, and there's a lot of people that want to help and want to provide opportunities. And honestly, probably just want to meet new people to see how they can be helpful and make new contacts. And it's fun. It's fun to work with people.
It is. It really is. I found in going to concerts and stuff and meeting bands from around the country, like big and small, and getting to know them, that every single one of them has been excited to find out what I'm doing now. And they're so ready to help me. Like, as soon as you're ready, let us know. We've got, we'll let you know if we find opportunities and things like that. So it's really encouraging to find that community and the people that are, like you said, just as invested in your career as you are. And I think that's a good thing to have. Can you tell me a little more about that apprenticeship program that Siemens is working on?
Sure. Yeah. So Siemens Energy is putting together a apprenticeship program right now that is designed to really include a couple different elements. One of them is a 2-year degree. So this is a kind of associate's science level degree looking at industrial cybersecurity. So this is a little bit different than IT that you'd use for laptops and cell phones. This is really looking more at industrial equipment and the things that, you know, really monitor and run power plants, water purification, manufacturing, trains, healthcare, all of this type of stuff. And the program that we're building includes a 2-year academic training. It has 4 rotations through different roles within the company. So that individual is going to be able to get hands-on experience while also getting some, you know, in-class training as well. And you know, we also want to build a community around this, because in cybersecurity in particular, it's really important that everyone's able to share information, that they can kind of operate from a similar playbook, and really address some threats. So we're developing a program around that. There's going to be more detail later this summer, but we're expecting to launch in the fall of 2022. And we'll have jobs posted, and opportunities posted on our careers website later in the year.
That's really cool. That goes back to, you know, how we were learning about or talking about learning and being instrumental and, you know, how important education is and getting education where you can. Like the idea of apprenticeships and stuff really builds into that. And it's just another way to keep learning and keep developing your skills in your career. That's really cool.
You know, I'm not sure if it's helpful for this, but, you know, it's very interesting how there are so many opportunities and programs available. One trend I've seen is that there are often tons of programs, apprenticeship programs, experiential learning options. Quite typically, these programs have funding to operate the program, but not great marketing budgets. So what that means is that we as individuals sometimes need to do the work of going online and searching to find some of those opportunities. There's a really great website, apprenticeships.gov, for instance, that has really brought together lots and lots of these opportunities from every state that you can go and find a really great opportunity with, you know, paid education, a job that's attached to it, and everything else with good salaries. So, you know, this is one way we can find new opportunities.
Oh, that's a great resource. Thank you for sharing that.
From this conversation, what I'm being reminded of is really being back in school and going to community college and, you know, and thinking about, you know, where opportunity is and like, what my plan should be. And I think at the time I had this concept that like, I really needed to know what I wanted to be at the time I graduated, right? Like I needed to have this like very clear plan that was like plotted against like the next, you know, 3 to 5 years. And I've found that just life is like way too unpredictable to do that. And oftentimes it actually ends up giving us blinders where we're missing opportunities that we might really enjoy or that we had no idea about. And I guess one thing that I'd like to share is to be open to like unknowns, right? Like things that you have no idea existed or that you have an interest in could pop up out of nowhere. And you want to make sure to have enough, give yourself enough freedom to really explore that and be okay with the idea that things change, because things will change. And really, it's almost like a muscle, right? Like being able to kind of develop the ability to deal with change and uncertainty, I think is a really, really powerful tool that the earlier we learn it, the better we're going to be through our careers, through our lives, through our relationships, everything. And that's a, you know, helpful tool I think I would share with others.
Yeah, that's something I kind of used, you know, 20 years ago when, because I had I just had an idea of what I was going to do, and that's what I was going to do, and there was nothing that could change it, and I had nowhere to pivot, no way of knowing what to do, and everything, it didn't happen, you know. So just being prepared and being flexible is a good skill.
Yeah, I'm also worried that I'm coming off as kind of pessimistic or something, but you know, really this is a very hopeful thing that I want to share, is that, you know, being flexible to change and chasing after your interests is really powerful. And I can say now that I've kind of gone from the learner role to the employer role, it's actually really something that we see as successful character trait, right? Or things that employers look for. They want someone that's adaptable, that is interested in continuing to learn, because technology changes, process changes, entire businesses change. So, you know, when we learn these skills as an individual, then we can start to take them into the workplace and really scale them up and think about them from the organizational view and say, okay, how can I take what I've learned about change and growth and learning, and then really apply it to larger organizations or my network, and this is really powerful, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I don't think you were coming off as pessimistic at all. I think it's something that's easier to see in hindsight sometimes than when you're younger, just knowing that, you know, your plans aren't going to go the way you think they are. It's never going to happen that way. But learning how to roll with the punches a little, just it keeps you a little stronger. And, you know, in a lot of ways, all of those experiences have helped me, you know, further myself in ways I never would have thought of. But I had to figure that out the hard way myself.
Yeah.
So like figuring it out younger would have been a good thing. And being ready for that, even if everything does go correctly and you go where you want, you may find yourself not interested in it anymore. Like, once you've gotten there and you've broken that challenge, and you know you're going to look for something new to push yourself and drive yourself, you know, be ready to find a new way to do that, keep moving and keep growing, otherwise you get stagnant.
I agree. Where did the idea to get this podcast series kicked off come from?
That's Anne's idea. She developed the idea and got a grant from, I don't remember now, I have to look it up. But she put it all together, and she recruited Todd, and then we all were hired to work as interns and do all of the production and stuff and run all the interviews. So it kind of works as, you know, as a practical hands-on learning.
Very cool. I've learned, you know, over the long term that really a lot of times working with people that are, you know, that we really admire in the future, right? Or have a skill set or are in a position that we really see as interesting, powerful, or somewhere that we want to be ourselves a little bit later in our careers. You know, I had a really great mentor a couple of years ago, and I was telling them, they asked me, you know, where do you want to go? And I told them, oh, I would like to, you know, have this position in the future. And they were like, well, don't look at the position, like look at the people that you admire. And what do you think about those people? And I kind of laid out, oh, I really like this person, how they handle this situation. And I really like that they have a really large knowledge base in this particular topic or something. And what I started to learn is that, you know, it's really important to find those individuals that you admire. Be the managers or mentors or friends, and just, you know, learn from them. But then also, you know, give yourself the opportunity to get to where that person has been. Quite often they have their own story and multi-year journey. And, you know, and I would say that, you know, when doing networking or learning or going out and meeting new people, informational interviews, asking stories about, hey, how did you get here? Tell me a little bit about your story. a lot of people want to have that conversation because they love to share those stories. And it's a good way to build a network and then, you know, potentially even find new opportunities, new jobs, new volunteer opportunities, new friends, all of it.
Like this, that's the whole concept for this podcast, is to allow people to tell their stories and get great networks and build careers.
Very cool. I'll also offer if anyone would like to reach out to me and you know, do an informational interview, talk about the energy industry, cybersecurity, feel free to reach out. I'm easy to find on LinkedIn, and it's very open to that.
All right. Let's wrap things up here. Can you tell me, when, as a child, like what inspired you? What made you? What drove you?
Ooh, I don't know if I was even that deep as a child, honestly. but I sure did love Legos, and that was really helpful to me. I think the first time that I thought, wow, you know, you can like design stuff and then build it, really came from having Legos. And I used to love building these kind of fanciful aircraft and stuff. And I think that that's what actually took me into the engineering world was, you know, when I was a really little kid, building Legos and thinking ahead, like, oh, this airplane is going to need three gears and it's going to have two wings and it's going to have four engines or five engines. Why not seven engines? You know, that type of thing. And somehow that all translated into an interest, you know, like 20 years later into engineering.
Yeah, it seems like a very, very clear path there. You had that builder inside you.
How early do you think that you knew that you were interested in radio production and podcasts and that?
Well, a podcast is something that's developed over as I became an adult. So, but, you know, I always loved music and listening to the radio, and me and my friends would create plays and stuff and try to record ourselves on my dad's tape deck. And so, you know, it was always there. I always wanted to go into it. I never really wanted to be on the stage. I wanted to be behind it. I wanted to be making things happen. And, you know, I could see throughout the years, the way I got involved running conventions and stuff and just showing up places instead of being in the audience. I wanted to be behind the stage and making things happen. So hopefully I am on my way of actually making that happen.
I think you already are.
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I already am. I just want to do it a little more than I have been. All right. Do you have any final advice for people? Parting words you'd like to leave our audience?
You know, I think I've covered the main topics, but really, you know, to maybe sum it all up, it's important to understand what you like more than I think what you want to be, because that is a really strong base to work from. The other thing to think about is what are you good at, and really understanding, kind of, you know, thinking about conversations with Anne now from the career services team, but you know, understanding what your dependable strengths are was something that's really important, of understanding what you can rely on and use throughout your career, the things that you're really, really good at and that can even cross industries. So understanding interests, understanding the skills that you can depend on. Everything from there, I think, is really about networking and continuing to learn. And, you know, it's there's maybe less career strategizing than we talk about. And it's more about understanding yourself and then how to apply that.
It really is. Like, it's just finding the things you enjoy and the strengths that you have and how you can make those work together to find what you want to do. All right. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I can't wait to hear how it turns out. And please, if anyone would be interested in doing an informational interview or kind of going deeper on different ways to approach cyber energy, I'm here and absolutely willing to talk. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello. hope this episode has served as inspiration for you and will help you make wise decisions involving your professional career. We appreciate your continued support. If you have any questions or topic suggestions, feel free to leave them in a comment section. And don't forget to visit the FCC website for great career info and counseling.